above just the...
Well, I wouldn't say we was above nobody. I say, though, I'm as good as anybody.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't no better than nobody that can get forgiveness.
Uh-huh. But I was saying, in terms of, you know, if your family could have... Well, you never had to cook on a fireplace or anything. It sounds like that, you know, that even though you had a large family, that, mm-hmm. that you were always comfortable with... Was that true?
We just never did have no trouble, I guess. There's no trouble to get out and work,
uh-huh.
make a living, and make it honest.
Uh-huh. Was that?
Now, when we was all kids, we'd pick cotton for other people. Mm-hmm. Mother could take us children out in the field and pick a bale of cotton a day. And that's when it's about 1,800 pounds to the bale. Of course, they improved the cotton, you know, and got to where it's, they call it half and half. And she could take us and get out in the field and pick a bale of cotton a day for people. Of course, back then they didn't get much for picking, but we could buy our own school books and get us a new dress or two and things like that with our cotton picking money when we was just kids. And of course, always raised 8 or 10 bales.
Most people in this community do work like that. Mm-hmm. Did everyone, you know, support themselves?
They did when way back. Now, you know, it's altogether different. They all work away from home, just about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can hold a job, so somewhere working. And back then, we all worked at home.
Where do most people work nowadays? Is it oil
fields? Men works in oil fields and on these highways and in machine shops and in these air-conditioned places and making that air conditioning, mm-hmm. you know. And the women works in factories and hospitals and just something.
Yeah.
In factories where they make clothes and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't nobody to stay home much no more.
Yeah. What kind of, we're talking about boats, what kind of boat would you go fishing on in a small lake? What would that boat be like? Or what are some different types of boats like?
I just don't know. I never rode in a boat. And I don't want one. I can't swim, and I don't want to get in a boat, but they have boats for all these little ponds around. And
uh-huh.
Folks going to and from, they have these electric boats, and they have the ones that they paddle, you know, in the water,
uh-huh.
move around where they please. I don't know what they call them, just boats, all I call them. Most of them now's got a big motor hung on to their boat, just go flying.
The thing that a woman would wear over a dress in the kitchen, you'd call that a...
An apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use
got a bag now, not a bag, but one of these old plastic things you put them in when you take them off of them wet, you know, throw them mm-hmm. in there and then carry them to the washing machine.
But when you're putting the diaper on the baby, you fasten it together with the
pins.
Okay.
Safety pins.
And the soup that you buy usually comes in a can made out of
soup.
Uh-huh.
10.
Okay. And a dime is worth?
A dime is worth 10 uh-huh. cents.
Okay.
It's supposed to be, but it don't go nowhere no more.